Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach, and we are on Nunt Tesma Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of sponsored by Rina and Yaakov Kaufman in memory of Rina's brother Pesach Yehuda ben Pinchas Halevi, Hashem Yikom Damo, whose yahrzeit is today, having perished in the 9/11 tragedy. Again, Pesach Yehuda ben Pinchas Halevi, whose yahrzeit is today. Okay, Nun Tes Amid Beis, we are discussing the sugyas of Bnei Noach, as we know, and we're discussing what Adam Arisha was mitzuvah in, and what he was allowed to do and not allowed to do. The Gemara quoted a day of Rav, that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat basar. How do we know that? So we quoted psukim, and we tried to prove it. Is that really true? What do you mean? What about birds? What about fish? What are those psukim allowing? Do those allow eating? So we said, no, that's malacha. How can it apply malacha? Could you do malacha with a fish? Could you do malacha with a bird? So we discussed, yes. We have another pasuk that says you do malacha with you work with chayos. Doesn't that mean eating also and not work? The verse says no. That also includes nachash, and that's work because the nachash used to be a great servant, used to be a great shamash. As we know, the power of speech that the nachash had in Parshas Bereishis and in the story. Again, not for now. We're not going to get too far into it. But as we know, all the Rishonim discuss the Radak and other Rishonim. V'hanachash haya arum mikol chayas asadeh. What does that mean, arum? Does that mean that he was had chachma? But chachmasa, as the uncle says, did he have full koach of somewhere between other animals and people in terms of his level of das? It's a big discussion in the Mefarshim, right? If the Torah makes such a big deal, and Chazal makes such a big deal about the Aton's mouth being opened, why don't we make such a big deal about the Nachash's mouth being opened? It doesn't say Vayiftach Hashem is Pia Aton. It just says, or Pia Nachash, just says it was there, it existed. Is that because it was from the Maisa Bereishis? And not from the, and not a change in the Maisa Bereishis, so to speak. So this is a big discussion. But there was obviously something unique about the Nachash, and here the Gemara itself reflects it. Right, the Nachash would have been a great servant in order to help out the people. The Maharal talks about that it ended up being the Nachash became the opposite of a human. Eva Ashis. Right, it used to be that the Nachash was the closest, but it ended up being that the Nachash is the farthest. Right, the Nachash was the one that was Mekulal, and the Nachash is further away. Ki ha'adam ha'nachash shnei hefechim. I'm reading the Maharal. Shahari misa ba'al adam ha'day Nachash. Right, the Nachash was the one that brought death. And Eva Ashes Beincha, we know. But again, originally, the Nachash was such a servant, right? What did the Gemara say at the end of the shiur yesterday? He could bring jewels, he could bring dirt. What does that mean? We could have used him for the highest of purposes, bringing jewels and diamonds, and the lowest of purposes, bringing dirt. He would have done everything. He would have been ready, right? Even Lavilo Avadim Tobos Margalias Kacha Yapoel Elimo Dvarim Hapchusim Lohotzibo Afar Lekarmo Ki Hanachash Haya Omed Lechol Davar Kamo Sheshar Behemos Omdim. Right, and if we think about it, the Maharal doesn't say this, but one might suggest maybe this is a deeper meaning also of Hama min hator minayin, hamin ha'etz hazeh. The Nachash had everything. The Nachash was the servant of man. The Nachash was the closest to man out of any of the animals. But it wasn't enough. Because there was one being that was more than the Nachash. And that wasn't good enough. And that's why the Nachash did what he did, even though the Nachash had everything, except for one. Hamin ha'etz, as we know, Haman min ha'torah. Right? Haman as well had everything. Every Jew bowed down to him. Every constituent, except for one Mordechai. That was it, and Haman couldn't deal with it. So maybe that's another connection between Haman, the Gemara in Chulin, and the story of Maisa Bereishis. Okay, so let's continue. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Hayah Rehuda Betema Omer. The Rehuda Betema says, in the Avos Drebi Nasan, Adam Harishon Meisiv Began Eden Hayah. The beginning of Avos Drebi Nasan, which is, as we know, an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is 6 prakim. Avos Drebi Nasan is about 40 or so prakim. Every line in Pirkei Avos has about 4 paragraphs in Avos Drebi Nasan. It's an expansion. At the beginning, the Avos Drebi Nasan talks about Asu Siag La Torah and gets into Chava, who made a Siag. Brisa says that Adam Arishon was sitting in Gan Eden, Meisav Gan Eden Haya, v'hayu malachei asharei solon lo basar, musanin lo yayin. The malachim were bringing him meat and wine. It's amazing. Doesn't say bread. Doesn't say they baked him bread. The Torah Schato says, because of the other chazals, that bread just grew on trees. You didn't have to prepare it. Right? The wine maybe had to be prepared, and the meat had to be prepared. But the bread, the gluska yafem, right? Just take, he didn't need anybody to bake it for him. So therefore, he just took it from himself. He tits bo nachash v'ra v'chvodo v'niskanabo. And the nachash saw, and he was very jealous. But what do you see? Tzolun lo basar. You see meat. I thought Rav said that Adam didn't eat meat. So one could have answered, well, actually, it's basically what the Gemara says. This isn't the normal type of basar. Hasam, but basar, yorid min hashamayim. We're not talking about basar behema or basar chaya. We're talking about like the slav, so to speak. Not really, because the slav was a natural phenomenon that Hashem brought a lot of. But this is special. Special. Basar hayorid min hashamayim. Meat came down from heaven. Mika basar hayorid min hashamayim. Is there such a thing? So the Gemara does not quote the man. As if that's man, but basar doesn't quote the man. Even though maybe the man could have tasted like anything, and as we know, there's a machlokes and mezechas yuma, whether the man had tamo v'lo mamasho, or tamo umamasho. Whether the man had the not just the taste, but the mamashes and the texture of the items, if it had any type of texture. So maybe one could have brought that, but the Gemara doesn't quote the man. Yeah, the basar, how do you know? In, because the following story, he was going on the way, a couple of lions started coming towards Rabbi Shimon Chalafta. Omar, he says, right, he quotes the pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi, the young lions are screaming out for food. Two pieces of meat come down from heaven. One of them they eat, and one of them they leave alone. And they leave it over. So he had an extra piece of meat here. So what did he do? He brings it to the base medrash. Boy Allah, and he asks, am I allowed to eat this meat? Is it kosher or not kosher? I didn't do shechita. Right? It fell down from heaven. Is it kosher or not kosher? There's no davar tamei from heaven. And therefore, it is kosher. You're allowed to eat it. The Achronim here get into the discussion of what Hashem had wanted it to give him leftovers. What if all for the nace that was needed was one piece of meat? So why was there a second piece of meat? Why did it come down? Why he didn't ask for that? He didn't ask for a second piece of meat. So says the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov suggests one idea. He says Lo shahaya choshesh al atzmo. We'll go back for a second. He didn't really have to daven for himself. Why? She yitrof. He wasn't really scared for himself. Rabbi Chani Mechalafta. Shahare chayara ein sholetes ba'adam. Elim kein nimshal kebehemos nidbu. As we had earlier. Right? Unless you start acting like a lion, the animals aren't going to have control over you. See, he was one of the, not malachah, but he was such an angelic figure of the Tanoim. So, he obviously wasn't davening for himself. He was worried about other people. So he started davening, but for other people. But what does the Gemara Baba Kama say? He davened for other people, you get answered first. And therefore, he davened for other people, it was saved, but he was answered first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a piece of meat. One idea in the Ein Yaakov. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, he has a little different shot. V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. He says the following. V'yardilo, he says, Lermos z'chus Talmud Torah. Shemimshalo liyerech amdalo. Right, Torah is compared to a thigh. Right, what holds up a person. So that's what Atmasa, it's two thighs. Right, it's a rebus to the Torah. That's what was protecting him. As Chazal say, V'yardu shnayim echad k'neged, Torah shebechsav, the Torah echa keneged Torah shebal peh. Umasha yachada achlu v'chada shavkua gam zebenes kedesha tishoer haachas v'yishal alei beveis hamedrish v'yisparsi ma'inyan Yosef yekidesh Hashem. Hashem wanted the nace to be mefursam, and therefore he gave him an extra one in order for it to go to the beis medrash, and they'll ask him about this nace. Then he quotes his son Reb Yaakov, who said yardu shtayim echa letzarech v'echa shalol letzarech. It's all to show him, don't worry about it. We weren't menachem yischu yosecha for this nace. You see, you even have an extra one. Okay, a couple of ideas why there was the extra nes. But either way, ein davar tamar yored min ha-shamayim. Right? He says the special pasuk of ha-kfirim shoagim la-taref, the lions are roaring and he was scared. So there's a dvar musar in Yonah Dioma, dvar musar, the pasuk in Amo says, we mentioned this often in a parsha shir a couple of weeks ago, and this time of year we usually mention it at some point, where the pasuk says, Arye Yishag Milo Yira. When the lions are roaring, who is not scared? Who is not scared? And the Dorshe Rishumo say Arye stands for Elo Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Arye Yishag. When the lions, the Yaman Aram, roar Milo Yira, who is not scared? And the mashal is given, why is it that, like here, for example, in the story, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, he sees a lion coming down the street, it's very scary. You run away, you scream. And yet, if we go to a zoo, right, the lions aren't so scary. We don't want to go see the lions. We stand by the cage. We look around. We try to get the lions to move around. What's the difference? The difference is there a mechitza between us and the lions? Is there a break? Are the lions over there and I'm over here? If there's a break, a mechitza, it's not so scary. The lion's there and I'm here. But if there's nothing separating us and the lion, it's just me and the lion, that's very scary. So this story of Shimon Chalafta, it was just him and the lion. So, you know, the average person, that's scary. Right, notwithstanding what the Ein Yaakov said. But it's scary. So that's why Arye Yishag, we have to take down all the mechitzas between us and Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. Just got to be us. Milo Yira, who is not scared and awed, that is something that all of us have to make sure that we get into that mode. Okay, Boy Minei Reb Zera Mei Rabbi Yavo, the bottom, the second to last line. Yardolo Dmus Chamar Mahu. What if a piece of meat fell down from heaven? And it looked like a donkey. Looked like donkey meat, looked like a shape of a donkey. So is that, you say, davar tame. Interesting that it picks a chamor. A chamor is usually symbolic. Chamor or a chazir. Symbolic of something not kosher. Even though we know chamor is the only not kosher animal that has a status of its firstborn. Doesn't have kedusha, but has a status. Petra chamor. You have to do something with it. So it's interesting that the chamor, though, is the one that's always used. But here, tumus chamor mahu. So Amar Lei, so he answers him, is that kosher or not? He answers him, yarod nala. What's yarod nala? What is he answering? Rashi. Yarod nala, second to last line, tanin shoteh. Of sheshmo tanin, it's some type of bird, v'u shoteh u'bocheh, that is always wailing and crying. U'maspid tamid, always like giving a hespedim. V'chol tanin shemekra tepatakimin and yerudin. So basically, what was he answering him by calling him this? Right, you crying bird? Ha'am relay in the retorah, yorim min ha-shamayim. Sounds like kind of like an insult, right? Stop asking me these kind of whiny questions, right? Nothing not kosher comes down from heaven. And Rashi continues, v'davar she'enohu, v'im yesh notaru. It never happens, right? We had this back in Baba Basra, right? One foot over here, one foot over there. Don't ask me those questions. And they threw a beer at me out of the base measures. Says, this never comes up. What do you say that a piece of chamor comes down from heaven? So what exactly, though, did he mean by the crying bird? So some of Farshim say that he was giving him the lesson of not being atzuv, not being sad, even though it's... Right, it's not, what's the context of Atzvus? But others say no. It was, looks like an insult, but really maybe it was a compliment. He called him he asked him about the Dmus Chamor, and Chamor, Yisachar Chamor Garem. And that's, you know, maybe not relating to the question about the donkey, but he was saying, he was trying in some hidden way, right, that going through the depth. I don't fully understand it, but he was trying to allude to him with the Yisachar Chamar Garem, which gets into questions of if you embarrass somebody, but you didn't mean it as an embarrassment, you know, does that count? But Hashuk Yechemin here discusses that somebody uses that Lashon also. And the case is, Amar L'Shnayim, he says, you stay here, and one of them, he happens to call a Chamar, and he meant Shvula Chamar, Yisachar Chamar Garem, but it doesn't sound that way. Anyway, it's a discussion. He goes to Rav Yashiv that says it depends on the context. If it was pretty obvious that it was to embarrass him. If not. But what do you do here? We're talking about two of the great Tanon. So just as we would always do, the Chuv of the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer in Kufnun Beis goes through every insult in Chas and tries to understand it in a deeper way. As here too, he goes through, right, a Naim V'Shachav, Rav Amar L'Hashmaitza, Rav must have been sleeping, so he disclaims that one. So here too, he devotes 10 lines to try to explain this this problem. He says, Sanhedrin, it says, Chavtes and mine is Nuntes. It says, Yaro Nali. What does that mean? So he says, Vulachar Dabar Ganai ubi Zion Gadol. Likros lo shame of Achzari Arsi Shota. He says, what does it mean? So he says, oh, it goes, you look throughout Shas. Who's talking here? Rabbi Yevon, Rabbi Zeira. Yevon, Rabbi Zeira. Look throughout Shas. They have the same machlokas that the Tanaim have in Tainus and that the machlokas Rambam and the Rabban have about a Nazir. Is a Nazir a Kadosh or is a Nazir a Chote? That's the machlokas in Meseches Tainus and also the Rambam. The Rambam says he's a Chote, he's a sinner. How can you be so hurtful on yourself? Right, it's enough. Lo dayecha mashasra Torah. That is what Rabbi Zeira, throughout Shas, you find examples of that. And Rabbi Yavo is the opposite. And he quotes examples of each of these. Rabbi Yavo, you got to take care of yourself. You have to be, you have to make sure that you're healthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two different drachim. Like the Machlokas Rama and the Ramban and the Machlokas in Maseches Titus. So maybe that's what he was saying to him. He called him Yeronala, the one that is always crying and being maspid. What does that mean? He was always torturing himself. He was always hurting himself. And Rabbi Yavo was trying to tell him, because you do this, that makes you not be able to think fully clearly, and that's why you're asking this question. It was just within Avodas Hashem. That is what he was saying to him. Revo Chashav ki aydei sikufa v'inui nafsho nismatu kochos nafsho mehem omek ha'iyun v'acharifus v'shikol das ha'yashar v'ein zeh rak parish muflag. And he quotes and he says that's what the, if you just eat something and take care of yourself, you'd be able to know the answer to that question. Okay, so again, the Chavazir tries to get out of it. There are other ways, but either way, we will continue. Last line. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afal HaKishuv. So Rabbi Shimon, getting back to the brisa that we had a couple of days ago, which discussed what is included in the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishuv, that's also included in the Yisurim. My time with Rabbi Shimon, Dechziv, Mechashefa, Lo Sechayeh, witchcraft, right, someone involved in witchcraft, Kishal now live, Dechziv, and right next to that it says, Kol Shochevim Behema Mos Yumas, says the Yisur of Mishka Behema, Kol Sheyeshnon Bechlal, Kol Shochevim Behema, Yeshnon Bechlal, Mechashefa, Lo Sechayeh, right, that's why the Gemara compares them, having the two, the Hekish, having them both next to each other. And obviously that's included, Mishka Behema is included in Arayos, for Bnei Noach, so too Kishuv. Rabbi Lazar Omer Af Al HaKilayim. Kilayim also, but only certain types of Kilayim, the Gemara said. Right? We know there are five types of Kilayim, but the Kilayim included here is only the ones that are creations. Right? There's no Isser. The Kilay Behema is not true. There's no Isser to create Kilay Behema. There's only Isser to wear Kilay Behema. Right? To create Kilay Behema. Kilai Begadim. To create Kilai Begadim, there's no new creation. You just take it out. You sew it together, you take it out. That's not a true creation. But anyway, that Kilai Behema, Kilai Begadim is not included. But what about the other four types? Right? We have Kilai Zraim, Kilai Hakerem, Kilai Behema, two types. Either cross-breeding or cross-working. So, the Gemara assumes it's the cross-breeding. It's the harkava, the grafting of the Kilai Zraim and the animals. So, Minani Mili, how do you know they're included in Kilayim? Amar Shmolam Amakra. Es Chukosai Tishmoru. These laws you shall guard. Chukim Shachakakti Lachakfar. These laws that I have already outline for you. Shachakati l'chakfar. So that's the pasuk in Kedoshim, but it's saying what I've already told you. Where did Hashem already tell us? B'nei Noach. And it says right afterwards, Behem t'chalo sarbiya kilayim, besad t'chalo sizra kilayim, ma behem t'cha bahar ba, besad t'cha bahar kava. So it's talking about those types. And the Gemara says, once we compare them, ma behem t'cha bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, besad t'cha bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Don't think it's something that mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. It has to do with the land, bekilai cross grafting, so that is something that applies even in Chutz La'aretz. Right? Rashi says, don't think that this applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Chovas haguf ein etzluya, but chovas haaretz, right? It applies outside as well. Ela me'ata, says the Gemara, ushmartem es chuk osayim es mishmatai chukem shachakati l'chakfar. So why don't you say that pasuk also? Everything included in that is referring to something from beforehand. So says the Gemara, no. Depends where's the verb and where's the noun. Hasam ushmartem es chukosai dahashta. Guard these laws that I'm giving you now. Shmira comes before chukim. So you don't have such a drasha that it was there beforehand. Hacha es chukosai tishmoru. My laws from before, guard now. Chukim demeikara tishmoru. So you darshan, the fact that the Torah puts the word chukim before the word tishmoru, that's where we darshan that chukim were from earlier. Why would you say that dafka, these types of kilayim are included and not others? Right? The kilai, cross-breeding animals and not cross-working animals, and the grafting but not the planting, right? Why? Right? So maybe, I think we mentioned this a little bit, but I'll read it inside. Maybe it's based on that Ramban. The Ramban in Kedoshim, which talks about kilayim, which says the root of kilayim is you're playing God. And if the Isser is about playing God, so maybe that's an extension of, it's separate, but it's an extension of Emuna lo yilecha lohim acherim, right? Not thinking that Hashem left something out. Says the Ramban, Yutes, 1919 in Vayikra. V'tam b'kilayim, ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam, b'chol ba'alei hanefashos. Bitzmachim, uba bali nefesh atznua. Hashem created everything. V'nasalem koach atolada, sheyiskaimu amina behem la'ad, and he gave them the power of reproduction to continue their species. Kozman sheyirtze, hu yisbarach makiyim ha'olam. V'tziva bekocham sheyotziyu b'mineyem. And he commanded them, right, didn't command them with words, but bekocham. Hashem created them in a certain way, and that itself is Hashem's command, right? Basara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. Hashem says something that is a reflection of his will, and that's what is. And that's what it says here. Hashem commanded them, and he created them to follow their types. V'lo yishtanu la'al olam, sh'nemar bekulam l'minehu. V'hu sibas ha'mishkav sh'narbiya behem ozum zu. And this is why we are prohibited from crossbreeding animals. V'hamarkiv shnei minim, and here's the key line, and one who tries to graft two species, plants or animals, mishane umachish b'maisa brachus. Ki'ilu yachshov, shlo hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo kol hatzarech. Hashem, you missed one. You didn't finish the job. V'yachmotsu la'azor b'briyaso shel olam. Let me help you out. L'hosif bo brios. V'haminim b'balechayim lo yolidu min b'sheino mino. And a reflection of the fact that Hashem's not interested is that they can't reproduce a mule. V'gam atzmachim esher yisrachvu min b'sheino mino ein parim somech achrechein v'chulu. And then it's mevatel chukos hashamayim. So maybe that's part of why it's part included in this. It's like Emuna. It's part of Emuna, right? We know there are extensions. There are other things that are extension. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva, where he discusses, do non-Jews have to daven? Right? It's not on any of these daven. But they know, do they have to daven? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, yes, Beis Sara. Beis Sara they have to daven. Maybe not every day, but Beis Sara. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because that's part of Emuna. If something crazy happens, if something happens, and then I don't recognize, and I don't acknowledge, I don't turn to God, and I say, oh, things happen, nikra, nikres. So certain times, certain situations, the stakes are higher. If I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, okay, fine. But if I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's a lack. That's Rav Moshe in Arachayim Beis Chaf Hei. Be'inyin tefila l'b'nei Noach. Im yesh lo mitzvah. Be'inyin tefila beis Sara. Chas v'shalom. He writes this from 1963. He says, Rav Moshe, Pashut she'ino mechuyev. So on the surface, Rav Moshe says, I did the dafim in Sanhedrin, right? And I know that it's not there. There's no obligation. Is there an idea of a mitzvah? Right? So that's it applies to all. But then he says, But when there's a chole or ain't no parnasa, that's ki. Kichiyu, v'lo kasha, shelo hechshev zeh l'mitzvah miyuchedes b'chiv v'bnei Noach. Ah, it's not included. Zeh ikar ha'emunah b'Hashem Yisbarach. Sh'rak hu anosim parnasa b'harofei cholim, u'ksheinu boteach al Hashem Yisbarach, v'einu mispalel, kilu einu ma'amin bo, u'ma'amin b'dvaram acherim. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's where it is. But then he says, okay, u'bidavar l'hispalel eze tfila b'nusach echad, Yisrael b'nachri yachad. Right, what about the nusach? Should you make a nusach yira some lefei ribono olam sheitain li chayim ubracha ve'efsher v'nachri efsher miskaven lemunaso v'yisrael mechaven l'Hashem Yisbarach? Chuli continues. What should you say? What's the nusach? And he continues because b'tvar atfila k'tzara she'omrim hayiladim bebatei sefer shel hamedina. Right, but right. What about the little tefillah that you say, Pledge of Allegiance? Kenira, Shebekavanalo is Kiru Remez Meyemunasam, Mishum Shenasu Apate Sefer Gamli Yehudim, Ula Od Amim, Asher Bimedino Seinu Agdola, Fa Moshe Bimedino Seinu Haymachi Chesed, Vein Rosim La Hashlit Emunasam Al Sharha Ezrachim, Freedom of Religion. Volachain yistu nusuch kazesh, volachain lo shayach lachush, and it's yasin ade komrim, la kavana le munasam. Volachain ein baza iser medina. Ein baza iser to say that, volaskir shame God banglit. And he continues, talks all about it, some of these interesting issues. Weiter. Says the Gemara now, two dots. Am Rabbi Shua ben Karcha bechulu. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, back to the Mishnah. Way back. What did the Rabbi Shua ben Karcha say? He's the one that said, back on daf nunvav, that when the Edom would testify, how do we get into all of this? Megadev. Megadev is included in Sheva Mitzvah Be'Noach, but when there's a Megadev, when the Edom are saying over what happened, so they do not say, as throughout the process, they do not say the actual Shem Hashem. Right, Rav Shubha Karcha said, they say, Bekinui, Yake Yosi Es Yosi. Right, and then right beforehand, the Gemara didn't you say it. So, Amar Vachabar Yaakov, Enochayiv, Achi Baruch Shem Ben Arba Osios. We discussed this a little bit earlier also. The chiyuv of Megadev is only when one curses the name of God, the Yudkei Vavkei, the Dalet Osios, the Shem Hashem. Wafuke ben shtei Osios delo. But if they just curse Ka, so then they're not going to be chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, and the Rambam, if you remember, said also Shem Adnus. Not just Yudkei Vavkei, but Shem Adnus, and the Brisker Rav said, because it's really one and the same. Fine. So says the Rabbi Yaakov, only the four-letter name, not the two-letter name. Pshita, Yake Yosi as Yosi Tanan. That's obvious. It used Yosi. Remember we had the Rashi on the Mishnah? Yosi is four letters, Gematria Elokim. So we know. So Ma the Tema Mil Sabah Mudakat. You might think it's just an example. Kamash Malan, we say no, it's Dafka, the four-letter name. Ika da Amre, or a different version of the Gemara, Amar Bachar Yaakov, Shvamina, Shem Ben Arba Osios Nami Shem Hu. You see from here, Shvamina, that the name of the four-letter name of Hashem is also a name, meaning not only the 42-letter name is a full name of Hashem, but even the four-letter name. And that's why Megadev is Chayav Misa for that. So Pshita, Yake Yosi Es Yosi Tanan. We know the four-letter name. It's a Mishnah. No, Ma'adat Tema Deika Shem Rabba. You might think, really, only the long name, Shem Rabba. Umilsa Ba'amu Denakat. And Milsa Ba'alma is just giving an example. Kamash Balan, no, the four-letter name as well. Rashi quotes, not here, but Rashi in Meseches Kiddushin, if you remember the Gemara Kiddushin, speaks about Lok Shani Nechtav Ani Nikra. There, that's where the source is for our not saying Shem Hashem. Pronounce it as we do. We don't pronounce Yudkei Vavkei. So Rashi there says, on the Pasuk, Ksiv Zez Shmi V'Ksiv Zez Zechri, on that Chazal, Midloksiv Shmi V'Zechri, Mashpe Shalimdu Shnei Shemos V'Amarlo, Zeh Shmi Miyuchad, U'Bazeh Sheni Eino Nizkar. Then Rashi says, Shem Ben Shtemesrei, U'Ben Arbo Mushtayim, Lo Pir Shulanu. Rashi says, we don't know those names. Rashi doesn't know it, we don't know it either. Rashi just notes that we don't know what these names are, there is all different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are referred to here and there. Good. Nigmar Hadin Chulu. Once the din is finished, so the Mishnah described that the Eidim then have to say the name explicitly. You can't kill somebody unless without it. And then the Dayanim stand up and they tear their clothes. Om Din Minol. And how do we know that the Dayanim or anyone has to stand up when they hear Rachman al-Aslan Giduf, Amar Yisla Barami, or they hear Shem Hashem? Domar Krah, because the Pasuk says, the beginning of Shoftim, by Ehud. Domar Krah, the Ehud, by law, remember, Ehud comes into Eglon, Melech Moav, Vehu Yosheb Aliyas HaMakeira Shalol Levado, and they were alone, Ehud the lefty, Vayomer Ehud, Dara Lokim Li Alecha, I have something from God, something from Hashem. Vayokam Yalakisei, though it was hard for Eglon, he could barely move, right? He got up. He got up when he says that when he hears Dvar Elokim. Follow Dvaram Kalvachomer. And it's Kalvachomer. Uma Eglon Melech Moav. Shehu Nachri. Velo Yada Ela Bekinui Amad. If Eglon, the king of Moav, was a Nachri, and he only heard the Kinui, right? Dvar Elokimli. And he stood up for that. Yisrael, Vashima Meforash, Alachas Kamba Vakamba. Yisrael, a Jew, and the Shema Meforash surely has to stand up when it is heard, even if it is heard, Rachman al-Islan, in this type of Giduf context. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simen Nun Vav. This is the source for standing for a Dvar Shebek Dusha. One of the sources for Dvar Shebek Dusha. Ashkenazim stand for Dvar Shebek Dusha. For Machlokas might be, what is a Dvar Shebek Dusha? But the halach is, you stand, Eger Adin, by Kaddish. Right, and that's when the Mishnah Berurah explains there. So this is the source, Eglon Melech Moab. There's another Chazal that also says, because of this, he was Zocheh, to have the descendant of Rus, Rus HaMoaviyah, right, coming from Eglon, as a great-great-granddaughter or so. Right, so that's the source from Eglon. So that's how you know you understand. Karin Minolan, how about Kriya? How do we know that they have to, there's a Chiyav Kriya, Dechsiv, Vayavo, El Yakib Ben Chilkiyo Vagomer, Vishevna HaSofer, Viyoach Ben Asaf, Hamazkir el Chizkiyahu. Kerue begadim. What happened? Remember the story? All Bnei Yisrael are surrounded by the king of Ashur, by Sancherev, and they don't know what's going to be. Chizkiyahu was the king. And Rav Sheka, right, the one, the messenger of of the king Sancherev, goes and starts blaspheming. Oh, you're not going to get win. You might as well give up now. And starts blaspheming the Jews and Hashem. So they came back. These messengers of Chizkiyahu come back to Chizkiyahu, and they come back, Kerue Begadim. Their Begadim are torn, V'yagidu L'Sibri Rav Sheke. And they come and they tell them the words that they heard. So that's what you see. They had torn Begadim. Right? We discussed this story at least once before. Remember, Shevna. Shevna here is acting like a tzaddik and acting like a torn Begadim. But we discussed this back on Daf Chavav or so. In the third parak on the bottom, we discussed Kesher Rishayim. That's Shevna, and he was the one that said, tried to shot the arrow out, and he was going to make Shalom with Sancherev, and finally he went out the door, and the Malach closed the door, Gavriel came and closed the door, he was stuck there by himself, and he met his demise. But this is before that, so Shevna goes, and he tears his begadim, fine. V'lo ma'achin, and the Mishnah says, one cannot re-sew the Kriya. Minalan, Amr Rabbi Yavau, Asya Kriya Kriya, Xerishava. Ksiv Hacha Kriya Begadim, it says here in Malachim, Viksiv Hasam, and it says when Elio went up, Elisha Roeh, Vuhu Mitzaeg, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael Parashav. When Elio goes up in the chariot of fire, his Tom and Elisha cries, don't leave, don't leave. Velo Ra'oh, he didn't see him again, Vayachazek Bibagadav, Vayikra and Lishnaim Krayim. And he grabbed the baguette and he tore it into two pieces. Mimacha shenem rabbi yikrim l'shnayim. Eni yodea shein karaim. Ma'atam alomar kiraim. Malameid shehein kruim la'olam. So we have the drasha. And that's we have the gzeir shava between two psukim and malachim beis. Right? From the beginning of the sefer and from the, towards the second half of the sefer. Good. Tan rabbanon. Echad ha-shomea ve'echad shomea mipi shomea. Chayev l'kroa. It doesn't matter if one hears the giduf himself or one hears it from the one who heard it. So chayav lekroa, there is a chiyav to be korea. V'ha'edim in chayav lekroa shakfar korea b'shosh shamu. But the edim already heard it, and they're just repeating it. They do not have to tear again. Says the Gemara, v'chikaru b'shosh shamu mayhavi. Why not? Hakashami hashta. What is one hearing the Shem Hashem have any difference? Why don't they have to hear it? So lo salka. Why don't they have to tear again when they heard it? So lo salka daitach. Why dechse vayhi kishmo hamelach Chizkiyo vayikres begadav. The pasuk says when Chizkiyo heard it, he tore his clothing. Hamelach Chizkiyo kara veheim lo karu. So the diak is that Chizkiyo tore and they didn't tear. Okay. The question is, what do you have to tear? It says whether you hear it or you hear it from someone who heard it. Chayev lekroa. So the Ran here discusses, what exactly do they have to? What exactly does this line mean? Whether you heard it from the Shomea or the Shomea. Says the Ran. This Ran is back on the Mishnah. Adaf Nun Vav. Lufum Pashta Damasis and Mashna. Shayuzukukin o Edim Lachzir Halashon Bederach Sheshamuhu. Pashtus is that the Edim have to say, we heard this. I curse Hashem. Whatever the exact words that they heard. That's the Pashtus. Avo be Yerushalmi, but he quotes the Yerushalmi in our parak. Mashma shalohayu omrim ha'edim, ela shahayu maskirim es Hashem. They say we heard a curse, and the name of Hashem that was used in the curse was this. Do they have to repeat the words, right, of Yaka Yosi Es Yosi, filling in the Shem Hashem? Sounds like from our Mishnah and Gemara, yes. But, says the Yerushalmi, no. V'hayu omrim ha'edim, oso Hashem shamarti b'fneichem, oso gidefu bogidef. Right, they don't repeat verbatim what they heard, but they say the name that we heard, that we're going to say the Shem Hashem again, and that name is what was cursed. And then he says, Umaisha Ahayu Omrim, Amar Masha Shamata Beferish, what and that which the Dayanim say to them, tell us what you heard, Hainu, that means tell us the name that you heard. It doesn't mean you have to say the exact phrase verbatim. Umi Shemhachi, and then the Ran says, and that's why our Gemara says Echad Shomea Vechad Shomea Mipi Shomea, because that's exactly what the Dayanim are considered. Shahadayanim Shomea Mipi Shomea. They don't hear it, they hear it from the Edom who heard it. That's the raya that the Yerushalmi, that one could bring for the Yerushalmi, that the Edom don't have to repeat exactly verbatim, they just have to repeat the Shem Hashem. But then they have to say, that Shem Hashem, we heard so-and-so curse. They don't have to repeat the phrase. The Ran is not convinced, though. Umikomakom ledidi halav rayahi. Dola'ola meimalacha sha'ava bishachazur edim lomar adram atzman. Sha'amra magadef. No, you could say it's considered shomea bipia shomea, even if they have to repeat the words verbatim. Why? Because they don't have the kavana that the other guy had. It's still considered shomea bipia shomea. You don't have to say that the shomea bipia shomea means they didn't hear the exact phrase. Even if they hear the exact phrase, the Edom don't have that kavana. So basically, it's 2 days in the Ran. What did the Edom have to say? Do they have to repeat the words, which sounds like from our Mishnah, Yaki Yosi Es Yosi? Or do they have to just repeat Yosi, the Shem Hashem, and say, yeah, that was the name that so-and-so was Megadev. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, fifth to last skinny line, HaShomea Azkara Mipi Obed Kochavim Enochayev Lekroa. If one hears a Giduf, or a Shem Hashem from an Ovi Kochavim, right? So then there's no Chiyuv Kriya, only by a Jew. V'im Tamar Rav Shakei, what about Sancheriv's messenger? Yisrael Mumar Haya. He was a Yisrael Mumar. And therefore, there was a Chiyuv. V'im Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, another connected halacha, Ein Koren Ela Al Shem HaMiyuchad Bilvad. La'afuke Kinoi Delo. Right, we don't tear by a kinui, only by Shem HaMiyuchad. What is included in that? So at least Yud Kei Vav Kei, maybe Shem Adnus. What about the other ones? Remember the Rambam said there are seven Shem Hoshein and Nimchakim, and the other ones are kinuyim, so maybe the Chiyuv of Kriya is larger than the Chiyuv Misa of Megadev, as we said earlier. Upligad Rabbi Chiya, Bitshravayu. And these two statements of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel argue with Rabbi Chiya in both senses. Non-Jew and Kinui. Dam Rabbi Chiya, Hashemeya Askara Bizman Hazeh, Eino Chayev Lekroa. Rabbi Chiya says, if somebody hears an Askara Bizman Hazeh, what does Bizman Hazeh mean? Rashi. She'anu Bigolus, Ve'ein Eimaz Bezdin Mutelas Aleihem, Ladun Chayev Emisus. Right, nobody's scared today. We're a Golus, and therefore you can't put anybody to death today. So Rabbi Chiya says, if you hear an askar bizman hazeh, ein chayav lekroa. Shem iato merkein, because if you don't say this, nismali kol beged beged kroyim. Because if you don't say this, then we're going to be tearing all over the place. All of our gadim are going to be torn. That's the statement of Rabbi Chiya. So, miman, who is Rabbi Chiya talking about? Ilema mi Yisrael, if we're talking about Jews, mi pekiri kulehai, really? Jews are using askaras all over the place? No, we find that hard to believe. So Elapshita Beobikachovin, it must be idol worshippers. Right? That's who Rabbi Chiya is talking about. And we're Medayik. Vishem HaMiyuchad Migamiri. And do they know the Shem HaMiyuchad, Shem HaMiyuchadim? Elo Labakinui. It must be talking about an Obikachovim with a Kinui. Vishma Mina, and we know Bizman Azehu Delo. Only Bizman Azeh do we not have the Chiyev Kriya, HaMeikara, Chayev, Shma Mina. The Rabban have a power to even if you have to tear, they can tell us not to tear. But Rabbi Chiya obviously holds, yes, Ovi Kochavim, yes, Kinui, against Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Shmuel. If you look at the Rambam has a split psak. The Kesef Mishnah and others, no, say Caleb, trying to figure out why. The Rambam says, even Kinui you have to tear, but not Ovi Kochavim. So even though the Gemara seems to link both of these, but the Rambam Menuchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, says does not include Goy, but he does include Kinui, and the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by that. The Lumdis, the Shiltos, interesting. The Shiltos, Rabbi Chaygon, has the Lumdis for what's the difference between why would you say a Askara Shel Akum is included or not included? What's the difference? So the Shiltos in Shilta Kuf Yud, and the Nitziv there in the Hemek Sheila expands on it. Is the reason you have to tear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was disgraced? So then it shouldn't matter to who's saying it. It's about the name. Or is it Kriya? When is usually there Kriya? There's usually Kriya when there's death. So maybe the Kriya is for the spiritual death of the person who just said this. right? And if that's the case, maybe it can be machalik between people. People who are ovdei avodah zarah, they're already beforehand. They're like gavur ketila, or right? They're a dead man walking around anyway. So therefore, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. That's the chakira. Mi amrinon mishum kvot shamayim hu viafilu mipi ovdei kochavim nami chayiv lekroa odil makivan de meikara kafrin vekaimin. They're already kofers from before. Lav milsa chadasihu. It's nothing new to kashama. V'lo machayev lemikra. So that's the chakira, that the she'iltos. This isn't a chakira of the achronim and not even of the rishonim. It's a chakira of a gaon. That's a very early one, and therefore that's the question, and that's the lundus behind this. Okay, we continue now. Two dots. Says the Gemara. Sheni Omar Avani Kamo. Sheni says, I am also. The second aid says, me too. Meaning he doesn't have to say it befeirish. Amar Reish Lakish, Mami Na'af, Ani Kamo, Kashi B'dinim, Mami Nesu B'dinim Nefashos. Reish Lakish said, you see from here, that always, whenever a second aid comes, he could just say, yeah, I'm just like him. What he said is exactly, ditto. It works for Mami Nesu Nefashos. Umalahu Da'avid Rabbanan. But really, the Rabbanan were just machmir. Usually, that they said that the Edom have to explicate their Edus. But Vahacha, but by Megadif, because there's counter pressure, Kiva Delo Efshar, Ukma Rabbanan Ad Oraisa. The Rabbanan said, you know, keep it on the Daraisa where you can say Afani Kamo. Disa Gadaitach Pasul, because if you say it's usually Pasul, Hacha Mishum Delo Efshar, Katzinon Lagavra. Well, because it's, you don't have a choice, you're still going to kill somebody. If it's Maker Adin, it must be Maker Adin, it's okay, you don't need it. And that's why you're able to put, by Megadif, the aid is able to say, Af ani kamohu. Good. Vashlishi omer af ani kamohu. And the third one says also af ani kamohu. Stomach Rabbi Akiva, demakish kimol l'shayim. So, what do you mean three? You only need two witnesses. It must be alluding to Rabbi Akiva's shita from Maseches Makos that three and two are always compared to each other. Okay, Rabosai. Now we get into, as we know, we get into all of the items, all of the averas that were listed in the previous Mishnayos. Remember, we went through in the previous parak and this parak. The Da'amis is Bezdin, and we started listing the Niskalin. So we're still on that list. The next one on the list is Avodah Zarah. So now we have the next couple of Da'afim, all about Avodah Zarah, all about the different types of Avodah Zarah, all the way till we get to Molech, back on Da'af Samach Dalet. So says the Mishnah, Ha'oved Avodas Kochavim, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. So that could be in many ways. Echad Oved, Vechana Mizabeach, whether one serves or one sacrifices to, I'm sorry, Mizbeach is a shechs, Vechana Makater, slaughters, or burns, Vechana Manasech, pour wine libations, Vechana Mishtachaveh, or one who bows down. All of these different actions we will see. We'll just foreshadow already, but we'll mention it. The Gemara is going to say what is the difference between all of these. Isn't Oved an example of all the other ones? What is there, a title and then examples? So the Gemara is going to say that these four actions, Mizbeach, Makater, Menaseach, right, Mishtachaveh, those are usher by every Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter if that's the normal way to serve the Avodah Zarah or not, because those are four actions that are normally reserved for Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, so those four are usher even, Shlok Kederach Avodasa. But the first line, Echad Oved, means the specific way that this idol is worshipped, that's usher. So we'll see. Beshem, probably not going to get to it today, but Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. How many Averes is that counted as? Is Avodah Zarah one package? You serve it normally or not normally with these four? Or is that counted as two? Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lo Saseh, Hey and Vav. Okay, but we continue. Ve'achan makablo alav le'eloa. Or if somebody accepts something as a god. V'ha'omer lo eliato. And that's if you're not in front of the idol. And if you're in front of the idol, Rashi says, if you say to the idol, Eliata, you are my God. Even though, Yisod, the Aruch Laner says, it's a lav she'en bo maisa. Isn't it a lav she'en bo maisa? So how can we say you're going to get punished? Lav she'en bo maisa, says the Aruch Laner, ain lokin alav. But you never find ain mimisin alav. You find lav she'en bo maisa, right? Compared to the lav of chasima, so you're not going to get malchus for a lav she'en bo maisa, but you could get misa for a lav she'en bo maisa, right? That was never limited. Good. Aval hamagafef the Margolius Hashah says here and amita tova meruba. So if just saying you are my God gets you death, saying to Hashem and recognizing that he is the center of my existence, you are my God, that must accomplish something as well. Obviously not full tshuva, but it accomplishes something. Aval, but if somebody, hamagafe, famanashek, famachabe, famarabes, if somebody gives a hug and a kiss to an idol when it's not the normal way to serve it, or you sweep in front of it, famarabes, you sprinkle water to put down the dust, famaraches, you wash it, vasach, famalbish, famanio, you put clothes on it, you put shoes on it, which sounds like shoes are not part of clothing, over below sase. That's a los ase, but that's not the iser. That's not the iser skila. The Tiferes Yisrael here says, also, interesting, Tiferes Yisrael says, right, a sign of the times from the, on our Mishnah, v'hu adin ha-magbia kov'o lifaneha. You tip your hat to the idol. Im kain, minag ha-medina derach kavod. Im kachman ha-medina derach kavod. V'lachen yesh li zoher mi leilich lebeis avodazara kashi yodea she mukhrach lagbia kovo sham. Tipping one's hat, if that's a derech of showing kavod, doing that in front of an idol is a problem. And therefore, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in the days when that was accepted as derech kavod, so that is, one has to be careful about that. Good. Hanoder bishmo. If somebody makes a neder in the name of an idol, v'amakayim bishmo, or somebody makes a shvua, over below sase, that's a low sase. Why? Rashi says, v'shem elohim achirim lo taskiru, shouldn't be mentioned. Haporatz molupal pa'or, if somebody relieves themselves in front of pa'or, which was the way that you served it, zuya bodasa, hazor gavon lamarkolis, zuya bodasa. He used to make a little stone structure, throwing rocks at it was the way you worshipped it. So that was that's one is chayiv skila for that. My echada oved, what does the first line mean? Oved is just general, and the other lines are examples. Amar b'yirmiyah hachika amar. Echad ha'oved kedarka, v'yechad ha'mezavech, v'yechad ha'mekater, v'yechad ha'menatzeh, v'yechad ha'meshtachaveh, afilu shalo kedarka. That's the chilek. V'lachshon ha'mi zorek, what about zorek? Right? Zrikas adam. Amar abaya, zorek ha'ina menaseh. No, throwing blood is the same as pouring blood. Dechsiv, baal, asich, niskam, midam. It's included. Minani mili, so how do you know all of these are asur, even if it's shalo kederech, tetan rabbanan. Ilu, the pasuk says, zoveach lo elohim yacharam. Bilti l'ashem levado. Zilu nemer zoveach yacharam. If it just says in the Torah, if you slaughter, you will be chayiv. Ha'is yomer zoveach, kachema kachutza kachema daber. That's talking about shchut echutz. Tamalomar lelohim. Bezoveach l'avodas kachavim kachema daber. So the pasuk says, if I slaughter an animal to an avodazara, I'm chayiv misa. It doesn't say what type of idol. It means any. Ainli ela bizovech. Mikater menaseh minayin tamalomar bilti l'ashem levado. Only to Hashem. Rikain ha'avodos kulan. L'shem ha'miyuchad. Hashem designated all of these avodos that we use inside only for Hashem. So any avodos that are normally used for Hashem cannot be used for idols. L'fisha yatsa zvicha lidon b'avodas penim. Minayin l'rabos ishtachava. So fine. Zvicha was an example, and we use that to teach me all the others. Nisuch and Kabbalah, all of those. Rashi says, it's a midi batara, davar, right, davar sheyatza miyachlau, lola amed alatzmo yatza, alakal kula yatza. So fine, we know that by zvicha. What about hishtachava is not an avoda? How do you know to include that? Minayin l'rabos hishtachava, tamalomar v'yelach v'yavod alohim achirim v'yishtachu lahem v'samachlei v'otzeza z'ishahu v'gomer. So you know, Hishtachaveh also gets Misa. One Shemanu Azor Minayin, Tamalor Mekilos Hishtachaveh Le'el Acher. Don't do it. Yochol Shani Marbeh. So once you include a non-Avodas Pnim, why don't you go even further? Yochol Shani Marbeh Hamagafi Vamanashik Vamanil, hugging, kissing, putting shoes on, Tamalomar Zoveyach. Zvicha Bichlal Haisa. Zvicha was included. He was just a regular avoda. V'lama yatsa. Why do you have to specify? L'hakisha le'avolo melacha. To teach me. Ma zvicha miyuched eshi avodas pinim v'chayavan ala misa. Of course you have avodas pinim v'chayavan ala misa. Only ways that we serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. But with one exception. Yatsa hishtachava lidon ba'atzma. Hishtachava is mentioned separately so that it includes itself. Yatsa zvicha lidon ala klal kulo. And zvicha includes all. Right, this is the end of the big brisa that we just quoted from the past 10 lines. The Gemara now is going to go into the brisa in depth. But again, keep in mind that machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabban. Maybe next time we'll be able to talk about that in depth. There's a meshachachma about it. But either way, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. as Friday Shabbos, probably Sunday also, after Slichas, but Beit Hashem, that's the way it looks, and we'll continue after that. By the way, today's Shia was sponsored by Rina and Yaakov Kaufman, in memory of Rina's brother, Pesach Yehuda ben Pinchas Halevi, Hashem Yikom Damo, whose yard site is today, having perished in the 9/11 tragedy, the Neshama should have in Aliyah. Okay, we'll stop here.